You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Hayward area residents are being invited to the local National Night Out event this week. The event is sponsored by a number of community organizations like Tamarack Health and the American Birkebeiner Foundation and will take place from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday night behind the Hayward Intermediate School on 5th Street. It will include a number of demonstrations from local law enforcement authorities, fire department crews, and other community agencies. There will also be a LifeLink helicopter landing as well as free bike helmets and food. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting area residents out for their annual Family Fun Day at the Brule State Fish Hatchery this week. According to a press release, the event will take place on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. and features a variety of fun family activities like hatchery tours, demonstrations, youth archery lessons, and catch-and-release fishing. More information on the event is available on the Department of Natural Resources website, and anyone over the age of 16 who attends will need to bring a valid Wisconsin fishing license. A Rice Lake theater could be forced to close their doors as a lending company seeks the repayment of an $850,000 loan through foreclosure. According to Barron County court documents, the Northern Star Theater Company took out the loan in 2018 by mortgaging the West Marshall Street property. The lender, Wisconsin Impact Fund, filed a complaint last month accusing the theater company of failing to pay the note's outstanding balance by March 1st. The Northern Star Theater Company has not yet responded to the newly filed lawsuit. Attorney General Josh Call has announced another new multi-state lawsuit against actions taken by the Trump administration. The new lawsuit seeks to block the Trump administration's efforts to restrict access to health care for transgender youth. It argues that the administration is overstepping its authority by using threats of criminal prosecution and federal investigations to pressure health care providers into reducing or eliminating those services. It also argues that the administration's actions undermine state laws that require equal access to medical treatment. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to the annual Farm Technology Days event this week. The yearly event gives residents a chance to see some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will also have their own tent, where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event will take place from Tuesday to Thursday in Waupaca County. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to become community scientists by contributing to the Game Bird Survey. According to a press release, the survey will be open through the end of the month and seeks to measure the reproductive status of game birds across the state. The data collected from the surveys is then used to help DNR officials make informed population management decisions for the birds. More information and a link to download the survey can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. Wildlife officials say an eaglet that was found in distress along Highway 63 near Mason in late July is recovering well at the Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in Spooner. The Bayfield County Sheriff's Office says the injured bird was reported on July 23rd. Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital officials estimated the eagle was less than 4 months old when it arrived in critical condition from starvation and dehydration. They believe the eagle may have initially injured itself while learning to fly. They also believe it could have been infected by West Nile virus. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert is warning residents that the city's budget deficit has now grown to over $7 million. In a social media post, Mayor Reinert said the budget deficit has grown by $1.3 million from the spring to a total of $7.2 million. Officials say increased wages for city employees has been a large part of the growing deficit, but that the increased wages are necessary to attract and retain talent for long-term growth. Mayor Reinert suggested more partnerships with local communities and businesses to increase revenue. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales taxes on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April when utility bills tend to be higher due to the winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found the participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. According to the report, over 17,000 people participated in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Registered Apprenticeship Program in 2024. The number of kids in the state participating in apprenticeship programs has also more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The programs aim to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury, Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while, now Sal. We don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, well, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stephen Colbert has a few months left as host of The Late Show after the announcement he was let go by Paramount a couple weeks ago. Last week, former Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris appeared on the show and was asked by the host who the leader of the Democratic Party is. When she didn't answer to his liking, Colbert held her feet to the fire, and she finally said there are a lot of leaders. Sigh. Hard to believe the party is struggling. Harris was on the show to promote her book, 107 Days, which chronicles her whirlwind run for the presidency in 2024. And just like that, there will be no more Sex and the City, according to Variety. After six seasons of the original, two feature films, and three seasons of And Just Like That, series creator Michael Patrick King says the franchise is finally kaput for the time being. Sarah Jessica Parker paid tribute to her character, Carrie Bradshaw, with a montage on Instagram. The franchise finale will air August 15th on Max, or whatever it's called now. Pamela Anderson has been married five times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player, and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane, and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. Sometimes showbiz news can fly under the radar. One of my favorite Quentin Tarantino films is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. In really cool news, Tarantino has written a sequel called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, based on the stuntman character played by Brad Pitt, a role that won him an Oscar in 2020. Tarantino is teaming up with another heavy filmmaking hitter in David Fincher, who will direct the film. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment has partnered with Netflix. The Adventures of Cliff Booth will drop on Netflix in 2026. One of the coolest MCU franchises is getting a series. Black Panther fans will be excited to hear that four episodes of Eyes of Wakanda are now available to stream. The Ryan Coogler executive-produced animated series will follow a Wakandan tribe that acts as the nation's secret police force as they carry out dangerous missions to retrieve vibranium artifacts throughout history. The missions take them to the Trojan War and beyond. Sounds cool. You can look for it on Disney+. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires happening today. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 58 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.